Metro Radio.
Last chance to get tickets to our intimate gig with Rizzle Kicks with Brian and Anna tomorrow when you wake up. On FM, digital radio and online, it's Metro at 5. Here's Joel.
A man's been told he faces life behind bars for murdering his sister's boyfriend with a kitchen knife in Peterlee. John Blackburn stabbed Cole Wilson in the head and chest in September last year. The 20-year-old bled to death within minutes. 21-year-old Blackburn from Holywell Avenue in Walker was found guilty today at Newcastle Crown Court. He'll be sentenced next month. Next, construction's underway on the new Maggie's Cancer Centre at the Freeman Hospital. It'll work alongside the Sir Bobby Robson Foundation and the Northern Centre for Cancer Care when it's open in 2013. Former Prime Minister Gordon Brown's wife, Sarah, has been speaking to us at the groundbreaking ceremony.
They're all doing slightly different things and they complement each other very well. So when you're coming into that experience, you've also got the support of the NHS here too. So I hope for the people as they're really feeling that if they are unfortunate enough to get a diagnosis of cancer, that there's all the support network there for them.
A warning for metro closures for Newcastle fans travelling to Sunday's derby match against Sunderland. Services will be suspended all day on Saturday and Sunday between Wallsend and Tynemouth with a replacement bus service instead. Sunderland supporters are being advised to use free return bus travel from the Stadium of Light with a valid matchday ticket. And an extra couple of hundred tickets are now on sale to see Florence and the Machine at the Metro Radio Arena. They're here on the 16th of March. Now the sport and Chris Conway.
Sunderland skipper Lee Cattermole says confidence is high going into the Tyne and Wear derby despite the 4-0 defeat at West Brom. He says the players heading off for international duty will come back buzzing and help lift local spirits before heading to Newcastle. Speaking of internationals, John O'Shea has been named in the Republic of Ireland's starting lineup for tomorrow night's friendly against the Czech Republic. James McLean could also feature. Craig Bellamy's been named Wales captain for the Gary Speed Memorial match against Costa Rica tomorrow. We'll have to wait to find out who the New England captain is though. Stuart Pearce isn't naming his skipper to face Holland yet. Man City goalkeeper Joe Hart is among the contenders and he's been joking about who he think should get it.
I'd like it to be James Milner, I'd like it to be Gareth Barry, I'd like it to be Micah, you know, because they're my boys, you know, they're my teammates. But whoever it is, I still class them as my teammates on an England side. If it's whoever it is, I'll be right behind them.
Metro Radio weather with Hodgson's. Free pre-winter check on any car.
Dry and cloudy tonight once the sun goes down. Lows of 10 degrees Celsius. It's going to be dry, bright and warm the rest of the week as well until the rain returns on Saturday, that is. There's more news on Metro at 5:30 and on Twitter at Metro Radio News.